On the phone is Dave from Kenosha. Dave, we only got a couple minutes. They're all yours. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would just like to say I'm kind of shocked that it's good to hear. It's not good to hear, but it's nice to know that the injuries to this police officer is finally getting out in the news.
Yeah.
It seems like, you know, when this first happened, there was very little talk about it in the media and everything. And I think it's going to definitely make a big difference in the decisions of what people are thinking about what really happened here. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. And here's my concern, though. I'm very, very concerned about a few things. The fight is coming to the police officer. It seems like the Justice Department, Eric Holder, is going down there. He's bringing with him prosecutors. The governor of the state is saying things that prosecution needs to happen right away. It seems as if everybody is getting ready to go after the police officer. My concern is, if the evidence comes out that the officer indeed was justified, which is how I believe it's going to come out, what are they going to do to apologize and to reinstate this police officer once they found out he was justified in doing his job?
I agree with you 100%, and that's a major concern with me also. It seems like they've already, you know, prosecuted the officer and convicted him. And now this evidence is coming.
Yeah, and I think we lost you, and I'm sorry about that, Dave. The big issue is going to be, now that everybody's yelling and screaming for the officer's head on a stick, if, and I believe he will be found justified in the shooting, if that's the case, will they be as adamant in their apologies and reinstatement of his honor when it all comes down? All right. We are, if I'm not mistaken, we are pretty close up to the break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the journalist, James Foley, who was beheaded by an ISIS individual on video. This is an American journalist that has been missing for a couple years, and he shows up. He is forced to read a statement that is anti-American, and then he is beheaded on video. No tricks, no special effects. A hooded individual who identifies himself as an ISIS member cuts his head off. And the videotape is named a warning to the United States. We've dealt with pockets of terrorism. We've dealt with threats. And yes, you and I, we're all tired of fighting and of war. But is it time to put more boots on the ground to fight this threat? We'll talk about that when we come back. 888-455-1360. I'm Seth Mila, sitting in for Jerry Bader.
Things Jerry Bader, JerryBaderShow.com.